Hey everybody, welcome to the Warping Grid. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 388, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 10, Future Unknown.
It aired April 7th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand. She's back.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. Directed by Judd Lynn. Just Judd on directing. But Jackie's back for the writing. Please don't leave us again. I know you do eventually, but I don't want it. I don't want you to.
Don't leave us alone with Judd.
Don't leave Judd in charge solely. I feel like he's fine, but he misses a couple marks that are crucial. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Time Force is pretty good. If you haven't heard...
All right.
I'm just going to leave that dead air in there. I don't know where I was going.
I don't know.
I don't know if I was expecting you to pick up or just someone to answer. All right. We're going to go watch Future Unknown right now.
Time Force.
And we're back, and we just watched Future Unknown, and not to spoil anything, but I did cry a little bit again. So
I felt iffy about this one, too. I don't know.
See, I feel like what I had was pretty definitive in the good column.
Well, let me...
I guess we'll talk about it. I almost said, if you're new here... If you're new here, you know what to do. I already told you. Come on.
If you're new here, you expect a lot more of this.
This is it. Sorry.
This is a peak.
This is as good as it gets.
388. Peak Morphin Grid.
I thought we couldn't go any higher than 351. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is a barren wasteland of Tumblr posts dating back to, I don't know, 2016, maybe. Probably not even... that recently. Hey, jakeandjosh.com/morphingrid. That's where the archives are, though. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Durian Podcast. I already did Durian Podcast, I feel like.
Did you do Durian already? You talked about Durians in a group chat earlier today.
See, now I'm double guessing
myself.
So
maybe you're crossing some lines. I do not remember... a durian podcast.
We're on lemon podcasts. We're on there. It's only they're sour. They're all kind of I'll just bite right into one. But I guess a lot of people don't like that, and I get it.
Yeah, I hate lemons.
You hate them?
I hate. I like a lemon flavor. I hate a lemon. I cannot eat a lemon.
I will literally like when they're like, "Here's a little lemon wedge with your iced tea." I will just grab it and just bite all the lemon meat right out of it. I love them, and I make a face. Because it's sour?
Well, because, yeah, it's a lemon. You sucked on a lemon.
Yeah. We're also on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbean and Podbay and Podboys and Podbobs and Podgregs. All your regular pods.
If you Podmama, Podpapa.
Podbaby, gotta love me. Did I say Podbaby? I don't think I said Podbaby this time. Podbay is a real website that I do own that I have done nothing with. I just own the URL, so.
I'm surprised no one else got that.
No.
Before you swooped in.
It's mine now. I should put it up for sale.
Yeah. Probably make
$10,
$15 maybe?
Upwards of $17?
More than $12.
The sky's the limit, really. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, that'd be great. It helps people find the show. Helps us get algorithmed up.
Helps us buy more domain names.
Yeah. I wish we got paid per review. I wish iTunes would send us money for how many good reviews we have, because we are pretty sparkling, not to brag. We do have a new review, though.
Oh, is this an episode I have to read that?
Yeah, you do have to do that. All and right. Also, it's under the one you read last time, so I don't know if it just didn't show up on there or what, but there's definitely a new review in between... the last one we read, and the one before that.
Okay.
We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jailing Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. And more. Get early episodes. Every episode of Time Force so far has been early on Patreon. It's something I'm trying to do this season. It's been kind of ebb and flow for the past couple, but this season I am determined to get every single one of them up early, even if it is only several hours. Here's the thing. I have very few hours at work this month, so for the foreseeable future, it's going to be pretty easy to get those episodes up early.
This five-star iTunes review by iTunes user Luke Dalla is entitled,
Woo! It's about to be a roller coaster. Everyone strap yourselves in. Please don't raise your hands. You'll give me anxiety.
Hosts have to be pretty darn charming for anyone to listen to 400 episodes. Once you add bonus episodes, it's well over 400. That was their aside, not mine.
Yeah, that's in the review.
And these two are fun to listen to. It's a ton of fun to relive these episodes and live them for the first time for the ones I have more or less forgotten. Jake and Josh have quite a group of friends and fans who listen to and contribute to the show that make this podcast more than a podcast, but a tight-knit community of people who like Power Rangers just the right amount. Whee! Love, Luke.
Now, I know some of you put your arms up when I told you don't put your arms up because we're on a roller coaster, and I know you did that. I just want you to know that I can feel it, and my heart's beating faster now.
You gotta put your arms up on a roller coaster.
No, but you're gonna fall out.
You're not gonna fall out.
Josh, you're so skinny. You're gonna fly right out.
I always put my arms up on roller coasters.
I feel like I don't know how you're alive.
I have not one single time fallen out of one.
I won't even open my mouth on a roller coaster.
Oh, I'll yell wee all the way home.
I am dead silent, white knuckling the bar. I'm worried my guts will fly out my mouth and I will fly out the roller coaster. I like being on them. But just, it's horrible the whole time.
So you like it afterwards.
Yes, I like having done it. What I do love, unconditionally, the bring you up and drop yous.
Oh, those are good.
Those are my favorite.
Put your arms up on those.
I'll put my arms up on those because, like, if I fly out.
If you're going to fall out, you'll just lay right back in.
Right back in my seat.
I also like the swinging ships.
I do like a swinging ship. I do worry that it is going to.
Go too far.
It's
just going to swing off.
Do a lap. Anyway, thank you very much, Luke, for the review. It's very nice of you. Sorry we accidentally jumped your things twice in a row because we also missed his Patreon pledge until we got it last week. So I don't know.
You just
Luke.
Got that real buoyant review. It just floated up to the top.
Yeah. So thank you very much. If you want to get your review read, just hop on over to iTunes. Leave us a rating and review. I think we have 47 reviews. So, like, hey, maybe we can get a 50?
Maybe. I've already left one way in the way back.
I haven't, because I have integrity.
To bump our number up, because you guys wouldn't do it. So
well,
I
think that's when we were at, like, 13. You're like, I can't leave us here. I'd be cursed.
I gave you a week.
We got some new patrons.
Right.
You want to thank them?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. First up is Nathan B.
Thank you, Nathan.
Next up is William M.
Thank you, William.
Marvelous is a patron.
That better not be Mark Miro.
I doubt it.
But also, thank you, Marvelous.
Tess does things.
Thank you, Tess.
And finally, Derek O is a patron.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you all very much for going over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, helping us out. Help us do some new cool stuff. Once we get to 900, I think we're going to do two more Teddy Teen Jail Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. We got two recorded. I know I said in the last episode that 7 would be up. I didn't get to it because I forgot there was a wrestling show yesterday, so I didn't get to edit it. But there was a great wrestling show. You'll be happy to know. It was dope. I did cry at the end because my favorite wrestler, one of my favorite wrestlers, my favorite indie wrestler, ACH, had a very touching thing that he said to all of us. Also, I cried a little bit during the match because pro wrestling makes me emotional.
He started off the match crying, so.
A little bit, yeah. Anyway, you should go check out Inspire Pros. What was it? XCW Gold 6?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll put that match up on their YouTube at some point. I feel like wrestling, you should check it out. It's ACH versus Ricky Starks, who are both fantastic. Anyway,
they have a bunch of good matches just up on their YouTube.
They do, yeah. They put Ricky Starks versus Sammy Guevara from the last show up, and that was bananas. Pro wrestling is really good. I don't know if you guys know this. Pro wrestling rules. All right, and that is all the regular stuff out of the way. Josh.
Yo.
Would you like to talk about this episode of Power Rangers and maybe cry a little bit?
I don't think I will. I'm pretty hard to make cry.
Well, I
cry at E.T. I cry at...
Boss Baby.
The Boss Baby. Almost the entire time. I'm tearing up a little bit right now.
Really? I still gotta watch that Boss Baby, but I feel like it might be a little too much for me.
What else do I cry at? I cried at the finale of How I Met Your Mother. And Alexa and Katie on Netflix makes me cry sometimes.
I've never heard of that.
You should check it out. It's like a teen show, but it's very good.
But good?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I can't list the number of things that makes me cry because it's just all the time now. I was a very emotionally stunted teen. I thought I was like cool to be like, I'm tough. Blah, blah. And then like once I got over that, it's like, oh, buddy, you're going to be reading My Hero Academia, the manga, and just start bawling your eyes out. You big softy. I'm going to throw my phone. I might start crying at that. Who knows?
You're just a big baby now.
I'm just a big boss baby
now. Welcome to Dipey Cast. Where we just talk about what makes us cry.
What if we just did that for a whole episode? I feel like that would get old.
We have a hiatus coming up in 30 episodes.
Yeah, quarter of the way done with Time Force already. Can you believe it? Where's the time go? No, I'm gonna do a second. That was too stupid. We start off at Rancic. He's watching the footage of Dylan get murdered by the Time Shadow. Remember Dylan from last episode, the big robot?
Mm-hmm.
He's dead now because of the Time Shadow. And Rancic also has one of those, like, here's two forks, a hologram TV. Which makes me think...
That's future TV.
That's just future TV. That's the only way TVs come in the future. So eventually we're going to get away from bigger, higher defer TVs to just forks shooting lasers at each other. I can't wait.
It's like those little LED lights you put in your bike spokes. Yeah, it spins really fast and it like writes something.
Right.
It's like that, but TV.
I love it. I also like kind of miss little TVs. Like I don't know how we lived when TVs were little, but I kind of miss them.
I was thinking the other day when I was probably a preteen, maybe early teen, no older than 13, 14 years old. In order to play my Super Nintendo in my bedroom, I had a 13-inch black and white CRT TV.
That's so black and white.
Black and white.
That's criminal.
I don't even know where it came from because it wasn't always there.
It just showed up. Someone just left it at your house because they needed to get rid of their old little black and white TV.
And then for Christmas one year, I got the same size 13-inch TV, but this one was in color.
I remember getting I had a TV in my room that was like this. It was a CRT. It had like the glass, like kind of bowl shape. And then I don't know how old I was. I had to be like 14, 15, somewhere in that area. I got a 20-inch. I feel like it was like 20-inch flat screen. Still a CRT, so it still had like the big butt to it. But like flat screen TV, and it looked so good. And I was like, this is the height of luxury. We're never going to get better than this. And now there's a 55-inch TV in my living room.
It's like an inch and a half thick.
Yeah. I think there's less total volume and mass in this than there was in that one. Like, easily. I also remember being at my aunt's house for, like, I went to her house for a week. She lives up in Maine. We don't talk to her anymore. Beside the point. But when we did, I went up there, and I remember having a, like, 4-inch baby TV that had an antenna that was black and white, and I remember watching Recess on it. Because I could get Recess on the black and white antenna TV.
Like the little portable ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to want one of those so bad. It was in like every JCPenney or Sears Christmas catalog, and every year I circled that sucker.
But she had one, and I was like, I'm gonna have this up in the guest room that I'm in. And then like I was watching it, and I was like, yeah, I'm watching little TV. And I don't know why, I'm like, oh, I miss little TV.
It's like when... iPod videos first came out, and I was like, I'm gonna put all my movies on this 3-inch screen.
Yeah, so I can watch it like this, real close to my face.
So I can watch it on break at work,
or 15 minutes to 30
during my
time?
During lunch in high school or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, like that's the same thing with phones now. Like, everyone's like, I just scoop my little brother just watches things on his phone instead of anywhere else, pretty much. It's so little.
Yeah, so tiny.
Like, he's got a big TV out here.
Like, you could put Netflix on it, but you could also just watch that on your TV.
You could. Anyway, we have been talking about little TVs for, I think, 55 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
So he sees Dylan get murdered, and he's like, "You said a robot? Only mutants can kill the Power Rangers. Fantasy racism, etc." And Frax is like, "Well, blah, 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 blah." And he, like, knocks Frax down. Like, just, like, backhands him. And it knocks him underneath the console.
He zaps him with something, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was then.
It's like a, it's not like a lethal anything. It's just
It's just like a little tase, yeah.
You made me mad. I'm going to punch this TV and transfer the static to you, you dumb robot.
And so Frax lands underneath the thing, and there's this little, it's underneath the console, the main console in the room that they're always in on the time jail ship thing. And it's just like a little panel that says X Vault on it. And he's like, "It cannot be. Oh my gosh." And he presses it, and then like a little...
I was just about to say, "Oh man, the X Vault." And then Frax said exactly that.
Yeah. And he touches it, and then it opens up, and there's a little key in there. He takes the key, and he like wanders down the basement of this building time ship thing, and he gets to this door labeled the X Vault, and there's like a lock on it, and he uses the key to open it, and he grabs a canister that looks just like their canister.
Inside is Tony Hawk, Bob Burnquist, Sean. Oh, what's the snowboard kid?
Sean White.
Sean White. I was gonna say Sean Young, and I was like, that's not it.
No,
Sean White.
Sean White. Roddy Mullen.
I don't want to name all skateboarders, but like what
Travis
else?
Travis Pastrana.
What else is the X
Travis Pastrami
really?
Doing all his bike stunts.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some good street losers.
Mira?
That are in there.
Dave Mira?
Dave Mira was a BMXer.
He did BMXing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those people who got on the shovels and did a shovel luge?
Is Corey Hart a motocross guy? Corey something.
Could
he's,
be.
He is or was married to Pink?
I have no idea.
I don't know. The joke got away from me. Anyway, Tony Hawk is in here.
The point is Tony Hawk and the lost script for Skate Jam is in here. You hear about Skate Jam?
I did hear about Skate Jam.
So furious about Skate Jam.
You could just make that now. Tony Hawk, I don't know if you know this, he still rules as skateboarding.
Yeah, Tony Hawk still rules. Skateboarding is still cool. People still want Space Jam, but with skateboards.
Yeah.
If we are any indication. So he opens it up. He grabs the canister. It's the same canister as their normal canisters, but this one's got a little alien. That's a mutant, but it looks like an alien skull with crossbones on it. So you know that it's bad.
It's X.
Whatever's in here is bad.
It's X mutant.
So we go to the... He says the most vicious criminals are kept in the X Vault.
There's what, like 9?
Yeah, something like that. Well, I mean, they're the worst of the worst. Right. You can't just put anybody in here. You got to reach a certain threshold of murder and crime, I guess, before you're allowed in the X-Vault.
We're not just going to burn through all these and then go back to scrub mutants, right?
I hope not, but I don't remember. So we go to the theme song. When we come back, Kate is sitting in the window, writing in a journal, wistfully, and she takes out a picture of her family, and she looks at it, and she's like, "Oh, I miss my family. Am I ever going to see you again?" And Trip comes up with a glass of lemonade. He's like, "Here you go." And she's like, "Thanks." And he goes, "Oh, do you miss your family?" "Yeah, Trip, probably." She's looking forlorn at a picture of her family.
Do you not, Trip?
I don't know if Trip has family.
I don't remember what his race is called.
Zybrian, I think.
Do they not have family?
I don't know.
Because mutants are born from puddles. They
mutants
just come
out
of a
puddles.
Puddle. Jen has a family.
Jen's got a family.
Lucas probably has a family.
Lucas probably came from somewhere. I don't know. I'm assuming Trip was grown in an egg. I don't know. Came from an egg. He's got a weird gem on his head and green hair. Who knows? So she's like, "Yeah, obviously I do." And then we cut downstairs to Circuit, who's like, "Ah, oh, it's a real bummer that Rami... failed so bad, just absolutely sucked and died, huh?" Because like, we could have really used Rami. If only they would have used the big drill on the front to drill instead of trying to shoot it with the guns. And then Jen said something like, "What's it say about Rami in your databases?" Or something like that. I don't know what. I don't remember
yes,
what she asked.
Something makes Circuit look it up.
I think it's Jen. And I don't remember what she says, but he's like, "Oh, Rami's not in my Circuit."
My circuit circuits. My circuit decks.
My circuit decks is Rami free. And she's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, well, and this is confusing, so everyone, please hold on. According to his databanks.
Hold on to your butts, everybody.
Grab your butts tight and hold on to them.
Because there are some discrepancies.
I will remind you, I will preface this by saying that last episode, Mr. Collins, Papa Collins, said to us that it took 20 years of research and development to make Rammy. Rammy is the product of 20 years of R&D. Okay? Everyone on board? Circuit says that there was no Rammy in their timeline originally because it wasn't until Rancic came back that the city needed to defend itself, so they made Rammy to do that. But he's only been back for 10 episodes, and it took 20 years of research and development to make Rammy.
They've been stuck in the past for a long time.
I don't think they have, because they're still all the same.
They're still all the, young old teens, young adults.
Yeah, they're between 18 and 20.
Yeah. The only thing I can think that happened is that Jackie wrote this part and did not compare notes to Judd, or Judd just didn't, he was like, I don't know, say something about how long it took to build this massive thing.
Well, Judd is the only one who wrote last episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Jackie wrote this part without consulting with Judd about it.
I think that might be it. Or she like read the script for the last one and was like, this is fine. I'm not going to worry about it because it's just Judd. Let me clear this up. Because Jackie's thing objectively makes more sense than they have spent 20 years making a big drill that's a weapon now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess,
unless them landing in this point in time makes a ripple effect in all directions of time.
I actually think that's very smart.
So now that they have landed here, they've been building Rammy for 20 years.
I think that actually makes a lot of sense, because they always say like time like ripples forward, right?
Yeah.
Why can't it ripple back too, baby?
I don't know. I can't understand the math equations. As far as I'm concerned, this works.
I think it works. So it needed to defend itself, so they got Rammy. And I don't remember the first part of the sentence, but Circuit's like, it shouldn't be possible. Like, it should be in my database. Like, we shouldn't have affected the timeline this much immediately. And Wes is like, hey, whatever. This is cool. Maybe by the time you get back, you'll have an even better future. Future's going to be rad as heck now. And Katie's like, I hate it. Don't.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want, even if it's better, I don't want a different future.
I want the same future that we had.
Because imagine if you went to work and then you came home and all your furniture was different and not even arranged the way it was. Like, everything in your house was different.
Yeah.
Objectively better, like more expensive stuff, but it's not your stuff.
I feel like I would not be okay with some of it. Like, I bet, yeah, cool. Like, a better couch, like a cool dining room table, neat, maybe washer, dryer, cool. But, like, is my computer the same? Because, like, I have a lot of stuff on that computer that I need.
Right.
And, like, that's, I get where Kate's coming from, because, like, from their point of view, this is objectively terrifying. Like, everything they can do might end up so that they don't exist anymore. Because 1,000 years is, like, a long time. Like, dominoes can go for a while before they get to you, you know? She's like, this is your home, not mine. And then Katie walks out, but she did drop the picture out of her journal. And Wes finds it and picks it up and sees it. It's like her and her mom and her brother, I think.
And the doctor that engineered her, I don't know who. There's another woman in the picture.
Was there? Were there,
yeah.
Were there three women?
Katie's in the background flexing because she's super strong.
She's very strong.
Her two parents are on the side, and there's another woman in the middle.
I thought that was a guy, and I thought that was her brother. I didn't get a good look at it.
Maybe it's a sister? It might be. Maybe I just was like, that is obviously a woman.
Clearly not a woman. I don't know. There's a fourth person that I think is a sibling.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense to me being like, who's this other person?
Who's this doctor? Why did they wait until Katie was an adult to take a picture with her doctor?
I believe sibling never crossed my mind once.
We just talked about the boss baby.
I know.
For like a long time. So we cut back to Frax. He's sneaking into the main chamber so he can shrunky dunk his ex-vault boy. And he does it. And out comes, I just called him Todoroki.
Todoroki?
Todoroki is a character in My Hero Academia. He's half firepower, half ice power.
Oh, so I think, like, I know what one that is from the pictures.
Yeah, so he has like white hair on one side, red hair on the other side. this is a reverse Todoroki situation because this is a weird mutant guy, but he's half white and half red.
And he's also got like rainbow colors under his shoulder.
Fins? Gill fins?
Flap? They're not flaps because they're solid.
He's got rainbow gill fin vents?
Vents.
Yeah. He's also got a sword and like a chest thing that will soon be revealed to be a gun. Like a real gun that shoots bullets.
All these monsters just have guns.
They have guns now? It's pre-9/11, but only barely.
Not for long.
There's an episode that I think airs on like September 8th, and then I think the next one airs after.
On the 13th.
Yeah, so like, gonna be weird looking at those through like the, what was going on in the world at that moment.
Yeah.
So we cut from him getting Todoroki made to Todoroki just raining havoc down the street. He just throws a bunch of bumble balls. You know, it's like they look like my little brother said Easter eggs, but to me they look like the Digimon toys that were the Digi eggs that you could turn into the Digimon that they were based on. Don't worry about it if you haven't seen Digimon.
That sounds like what Bakugan is.
No, nope. Bakugan is...
There's a little ball that
little
open
ball
up into
a little
into a
robot
dude.
Boy, yeah. No, this is like it's like a Transformer, but like it went from being an egg to a Digimon.
Right.
That's what these remind me of. They're bombs, though.
Yeah, they're just grenades.
They're just big grenades.
But they're super colorful. This monster is very strange. We don't, I feel like, get any of what this monster actually is in the Power Rangers episode.
I feel like there is a lot more. Because
there's a lot of, like, subtle color themes on him. Even the, like, little grenades are striped different colors. That's why Scoot would say they look like Easter eggs.
Yeah, and, like, they have, like, a little button on the bottom. Like, when they hit the bottom, they, like, blow up. But it's also sometimes they just... They just bumble around like bumble balls.
Yeah.
So like I don't know what his deal is. Except that he loves blowing people up.
He just wants to wreck it.
Oh. I still gotta see the new Wreck-It Ralph.
I haven't seen it either. I'll catch it on video.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna have to do. Circuit's like, hey, it's mutant town. Gotta go. And so they all leave except Katie. She doesn't go. And Trip's like, Katie, come on. So Katie like takes a second. She, like, gets up and she goes. So then we get to them time jetting in. There's a fight. They don't do very well because he's from the X-Vault. He's a bad dude. He's a bad enough dude to save the president's daughter. But he's also got a gun in his chest.
But he wouldn't. He would shoot her.
He would blow her up with grenades instead. But he also has a gun in his chest. It is a machine gun barrel. He's also got a flamethrower from somewhere. Did not see where. Does have a flamethrower,
though.
He is
just throwing flames all of a sudden.
At one point, there's just flames, just like a jet of flames shooting in, hitting poor Lucas in the head. And I don't know where they came from. They pull out their big guns. They shoot him. Doesn't work.
He deflects it with a sword.
Yeah.
Like a Jedi.
Pretty rad.
Yeah.
This is why he was in the X-Vault.
Yeah.
So then he throws a grenade at them. And then they all get blown up. He casually walks away. And just, like, takes a grenade, throws it in a car, and goes, hope you got insurance, and then walks away while it blows up. That's just mean.
He's just destroying people's property.
That's just super mean. You don't accomplish anything other than to blow that one person's car up.
And it's not a great car, so you know this person is just like, that's all they have. How are they going to get to work now?
They're not. Take the bus.
Oh, boy.
So the Rangers jump back in to fight. This is when the flamethrower happens. There's just a flamethrower
now. I don't know if
he's
spitting it or what. I can't remember.
I don't know. Maybe his gun doubles as a flamethrower.
I do remember wondering how they did it, because it is just a straight line of fire, but it goes behind them, so it doesn't look superimposed, but also I don't think you can just shoot a straight line of fire like that.
You can, but it's... probably very dangerous, and the reason it's behind it was because it's, like, far enough back. The other thing I can think is if there is, like, a rope covered in gasoline that they lit on fire, so it, like, travels?
Maybe.
But you don't see anything under it. It just looks like a flamethrower.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Not up to date on my flamethrower technology from 2001. So, who knows how it could work. So, they're not doing well. There's a couple men that are about to be... shot and murdered by the X-Vault. Wes jumps in front of a bullet.
He says, I'll give you to the count of three, and then I'm going to shoot you. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
But then he's going to charge up his X-Buster.
Right. But also, like, even if he would have gone 1, 2, 3, still a laser. Still would have shot them. No
right, yeah. They're not
going
to run outrun yeah. a laser.
Unless you go sideways. No one ever thinks to run sideways.
No.
That's the trick. Also, if the cops are chasing you, run in the woods. They can't drive in there.
There's this whole scene. Do you ever see Prometheus, I think?
The Alien prequel?
Yeah.
No.
There's a whole scene in that where, like, this
with
giant...
the big wheel?
Yeah, and it's just rolling at this person who will not just sidestep.
And, like, they... Isn't there, like a gap in the wheel that, like, perfectly rolls over them so they're fine?
Yeah. It's a bad movie.
Just take a left, bud.
It's not a good movie.
just bang a Yui. You'll be fine.
Just jump 2 feet to one side. It's a thin disc. Like, just move.
I heard it was not a great movie, but it was pretty. So, like, there's that at least. I don't know. Sometimes that's enough to get me through a movie if I don't really care.
Yeah.
If I'm just trying to, like, have a movie on. But, like, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch Prometheus. So, anyway.
I wouldn't.
They get grenaded again. After Wes jumps in front of a bullet, they get grenaded, they demorph, and they get up, and Jen says he couldn't have gotten far because they just got blown up like a minute ago, so he's still around. And Katie's like, no.
They just got blasted so hard that their suits came off,
uh-huh.
And Jen is like, we have to go get him.
We gotta go. Before he gets away.
Yeah.
They're the best. So she jumps up. She's like, all right, we got to go. He couldn't have gotten far. Katie's like, I'm not going. And they're like, what? And she's like, we don't even know if the future that we're fighting for is even going to be there when we get back. And I don't remember what they say. I think Jen says something like, we still have to. Like, or Lucas says, like, we're the only ones that can stop him. I think both of those things happen. Jen's like,
yeah,
we're the only one who can defeat Rancic. And Lucas, like, you know. It's just us. Like, we're the only ones that can stop this.
Also, Katie, look, I get it. I get you're feeling homesick, and currently where you are, your home doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
And that's a very unique feeling that I can't really speak to.
Right. She has to act emotions that don't exist.
Yeah. But also, if you just let this monster go, your future's definitely gone.
Yeah. For sure, things will not go the way you want. So... she's like, I'll go, fine. Like, I'll buy in or whatever she says. If you can promise me, she's looking dead at Jen, says, if you can promise me there's going to be a future to go back to. And Jen doesn't say anything. And she goes to Lucas, like, can you promise me? And then she goes to Trip. It's Trip, am I going to see my family again? And Trip goes, I can't say.
Yeah, it's like, I can't promise you that.
It's very heartbreaking.
It is.
And then Lucas
steps
of
up.
All people is like, I don't know what the future holds, but I know there's people who need help now. And he just starts running and does a running morph, and it's dope.
Yeah.
And this is when I started tearing up, and it might happen again because it was really good. And then Jen goes, I promised Alex I'd stop Rancic, and I'm not going to stop until I do that. And then she morphs and runs after Lucas. And then they jump in to fight Todoroki, who didn't even get a name.
I feel like he did. I feel like when they first confronted him, Wes, with no explanation, knew his name.
said Todoroki.
And said, like, oh, Vector Man. Or it was Vect something.
You've been playing a lot of Sega Genesis games.
I've been playing a lot of Toe Jam and Earl.
He goes, Toe Jam, you can't win. You weird alien jelly man? Or is Toe Jam the, like, noodle boy?
Toe Jam is the red one with two eye stalks, two arms, and three legs, and no body.
Okay, that's the noodle boy that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Earl is the
Earl's,
big is
Earl's
Grimace.
The big yellow corn dog.
Yellow? I thought it was...
It was like orange.
Okay, orange.
He's a Grimace. He's the big Grimace.
He's big Grimace, okay. But he's not purple.
He's not purple. That's He's like a marigold color. I
was a Super Nintendo kid, so I don't know. I play.
You
I think
can buy 50 over 50 classic games for your Nintendo Switch for $30. You can experience the other side.
Ooh, a little rich for my blood. Also, I just got Assassin's Creed Odyssey for Christmas, so I've been playing that. tricky to fight because they moved the buttons around from last time I played an Assassin's Creed, and it's still very good though. Because it's like got like those BioWare kind of RPG elements where like you're talking to someone, you can like pick the answer you want.
So
I play it like I'm really nice and I'm like I'm helpful and I want to like do things to get the job done because you're a mercenary. But if you overstep an inch, I will destroy you. Because I was like, yeah, I'll get this wood for you so you can make these very cool bows. And she's like, yeah, go get my wood. And I was like, what'd you say to me? And she's like, I'm sorry. Like, you'll get it when you get it. Okay, I get it. And then like she like backed off. And I was like, that's how I'm playing Cassandra for the rest of this game. Is if you get a little uppity, I'm a giant woman with great biceps. I will kill you. Anyway, that's why I haven't played Toe Jam at all yet. Too busy fighting Greek boys.
Yeah. Also, while we're just on video games we're playing, I don't know if anyone's heard of this one. Spyro the Dragon?
Did you get the Spyro the Dragon?
I got it for Christmas. My mom got it for me. That's a very good game.
It's a very good game.
Until you get to the Night Flight level, and that level can fuck right off.
I watched Scoot play it. He got stuck somewhere in like the third world or so. Number one, looks beautiful.
It's very pretty.
The thing I love about Spyro the Dragon Reignited Trilogy for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox, hashtag non-spawn, is that it looks like how I thought Spyro looked when I was a kid and didn't know any better. Also, they made all the dragons very hot now.
Yep.
Someone horny made all the dragons.
And I did not realize before that, like, there's the artisan world and the peacekeeper world, and, like, the dragons you rescue are those occupations. Like, the artisan world is, like, sculptors and painters, and the peacekeeper world are all, like, warriors.
Yeah.
And they're all super hot.
Yeah. They just made them all real sexy.
Yeah.
Because someone very horny designed all the dragons. Someone who wanted to fuck a dragon made these dragons. Anyway, so we cut back from Jen and Lucas fighting Todoroki to Trip, who's like, something just tells me this is the right thing to do. And he starts running, and he does his morph. And then Katie's like, I just feel like I have nothing to fight for. And Wes is like, you kidding me?
I feel like that's the opposite of what she actually feels, but she doesn't know what to say. Yeah.
Well, because it's the same feeling, right? It's just like depends on if you're looking at it from like a optimistic side or a pessimistic side.
Right.
Like, she doesn't know if her family is there. So, like, is it worth fighting for that, or fighting for that what's going to make it happen?
Yeah, if I fight this battle today and they're already gone,
like, is it worth it?
What's the point?
But she doesn't know. That's the thing, she doesn't know. But Wes says,
Can't they ask the commander who punches the Megazord's back?
Here's the thing. The problem is that Jackie wrote this episode mostly, I can feel it. And it's more from an emotional point of view. Like, it's more centered on Katie. Remember how we were like, oh man, I hope we get something for Katie soon.
Yeah, here we are.
And we got it. And so Wes is like, are you kidding me? You have the most to fight for. And hands her the picture back. And he does a running morph. And what I love the most about this is that it's... So Wes is the Pink Ranger.
He is. When he runs away and he yells time for time force and he morphs, there's just this such like, yahoo! Mentality behind it. It's very nice.
Jen is the Red Ranger. Wes is the Pink Ranger. They're in the wrong colors because sexism.
Yeah, that's mostly. It.
But what I love about this is that Wes is like the heart of the team. And so like when he says like you have the most to fight for, everyone else said the reason that they are fighting. Wes is like, this is the reason you need to fight.
Yeah.
Like, this is for you. And then he did it. Like, cause like his future doesn't matter. Like he doesn't have a future yet. They did. If that makes any sense.
Right.
Time travel is tricky with tenses. But he runs off, and then Katie's like, I have more reason to fight than anyone. And she's like, she yells at God and Jesus, like, so why am I so afraid? like, what is wrong with me? And then she's like, she like falls down for a second and is like, I have more reason to fight than anyone, because if I don't, like, the only way I'm going to get home is if I fight for it.
Yeah.
And she morphs and runs off. The Rangers are all fighting Todoroki.
Yeah, we don't see her morph, though, because we see the Rangers all get knocked down. And then she just, like, flying shoulder checks Todoroki. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. You should watch it.
And she just sends him flying half a block away.
Yeah,
because she's still super strong.
Which, and then she's like, I'm never going to let you guys down again. They're like, awesome. So they get up. They get, he strikes them again. I don't remember how or what. She ends up flying to the side. So they'll pull out their vortex blasters and, or their V blasters, their time blast, what
the big guns.
The big guns. Together it's the vortex blaster. I don't know what they are separately.
I feel like it's V blasters.
Okay.
I feel like I remember Katie yelling that.
I think so. And so they all go to shoot, but she is off to the side, like hidden in the bushes.
This is right after, this was funny in like a, ha, you silly Rangers way. She's like, we have to stick together. And then runs off.
Well, she doesn't run off. She gets like hit to the side.
Right. Then they get separated.
Yeah. She like tanks a hit for them. So she goes off to the side. They all pull out their V-blasters. They go to shoot. They shoot him, but she shoots him from the side. So he like goes to block hers and then theirs hit, but then hers also hits because he doesn't know where to block. And then he gets destroyed, except he didn't, because then they pull the vortex blaster and put it together and then they kill him. And he picks a scab, and then he grows. And then we get a very, very long Zord fight that was still pretty dope.
Yeah.
So they get the Zords, cut to Albert Wesker in his super future time basement.
Now he's got like a Dexter's Lab jacket on.
He does. He's very Albert Wesker.
I don't
Wesker.
Know what happened to his cool leather trench coat.
Traded it in. Now he's doing science. He sends a time shadow. Or the time winger. It's called a time winger when it's
in winger mode.
When it's in winger mode. From Wingerhead Jr. So it gets punched. And this is when I realized, like, is nobody, like, watching the, like...
It's a public airway.
I guess. Because there's this big robot. What I love about Time Force is that it supposes that Power Rangers won and that the future is predicated on giant robots. Because, like... The gate's a giant robot. There's a giant robot just walking around town that punches things into the past. I'm sure every building could turn into a giant robot if it wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, there's just this big airway with this new Zord that they presumably did not create that just gets punched
back. That's what
back.
He said last episode. He's like, I don't know where that came from. The commander.
The commander said that. And so, like, just, like, you know, Golf Boy Pro just, like, punches back
he'll
in time.
He'll punch anything you put in front of him.
I guess. He punches a sword later.
Look, as big as he is and as strong as I'm sure he is, at the end of the day, he's just a robot following command script.
I guess. So, or there's someone in there who's like, oh, that's my favorite part of the day.
I just love punching big robots so much. I
love punching them in the butt, sending them in the past. Because then, like, it gets hit and it gets sent back. And you'd think that someone somewhere would be like, can we, like, put a trace on this, or like,
is, I don't remember if we even saw last time how it came back, but did this happen last time too, or did it just come out?
It got punched back last time too, but it comes a different way. It has to come through the sun
instead of the auditorium.
Yeah, which is the weirdest, maybe the weirdest part. If anyone's wondering what I cried at, it's everyone saying like their reason to fight them running,
right?
You know, I made it past it, so here we are. So they start in mode red. Time Shadow attacks Todoroki, immediately gets knocked on his butt, like immediately. And then they jump in with their big sword and shield. Sword gets cut in half right away. And they're like, ah, beans, we're going to die. Go to mode blue where we have a gun and we can use a gun instead. We don't have to get close to him. So they do that. It also doesn't work. It just does nothing. Like, oh, we're not going to win. There's no way we can beat Todoroki. And then Circuit's like, hey, Bluetoothed me some info. I got Dropbox to packet.
It's probably the Shadow Force Zord, Megazord.
Time Shadow. It becomes the Shadow Force.
Because you're right, it does. Spoilers. Whoops.
Yeah, oops.
Because last episode, Circa was like, hey, it's talking to me.
Right.
So it probably was like, hey, we can combine.
Yeah, so it says
like,
that.
Put me on like pants.
Yeah, wear me like a snowsuit and a bib. And a cool visor. And it gets like a new sword, and like the sword folds in half, so it's basically this big thermometer.
Pretty much.
It looks like a thermometer.
It's a big thermometer, but it also has like a blade that comes off the hilt and goes backwards.
Yeah. So they get in it. This is a Shadow Force Megazord, which is a dope name. And then they kill it. That's it. They
They do a new move.
Oh, where, time target.
Yeah, the clock face blows off of the like Doom clock, lands around the monster, and then they have to Pokemon Go catch it.
Yeah, but it freezes time.
Because there's like a closing circle and they have to like time it right.
It's very good. And then that kills it and it shrinks. They all get ejected from the Zord because they leave.
Spit them out. It's like, we gotta go.
See you never. And they dip. Then Trip is like, do you think we'll ever make it back? And Kay's like, yeah, because the future is in our hands, obviously.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Rancic.
You think that was it, but it's not.
It's not. Then we cut to Rancic, and Rancic comes in, and he's got the bottle with a little alien X face on it. And he's like, who's Tony Hawk is this?
Where did you find
Where
Tony Hawk?
Where did you find this Tony Hawk?
Why did you burn Tony Hawk first?
And Drax is like, and he's like, the X-Vault? This is awesome. It almost killed the Power Rangers. This is radical. And then Frank is like, oh, good. All right. And he's like, yeah, you maybe even saved yourself a trip to the scrap heap. And he's like, ah, very funny. Thank you, sir, for sparing my life. And then, like, turns around and is in shadows. He's like, scrap heap, hey, I'll show you.
While he's being praised, Nadira is just, like, gagging in the background.
She's like, I think I'm going to be sick. Why? What?
Because she's in, like, Frax.
That's fair. I get it.
I want more Nadira.
I do want
you
more Nadira.
Just, I know Frax is from the Sentai, but you could just not have Frax.
Here's the thing. Nadira is also technically from the Sentai.
Right.
Like, the reason she dresses like this is because it matches a character in the Sentai who dresses the same way. So, like, you can just get more Nadira. I will say there are a couple, like, Nadira-centric episodes. There's one. It's just the title is Nadira's Dream Date. That's all I'm going to say.
Nice.
It's a very good episode.
I just think she should be in charge. Not because I think the character is better than Rancic. I like Rancic a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see Nadira more often. I feel like there's a lot more to explore there than likes to shop and money.
You remember how they gave Viperra, like, a lot to do? Like, too much, some might say.
Yeah.
I feel like they're
We might say that. I think we might say that.
I think we have said that, and will again, for sure. I think they got nervous, and they're like, it went bad last time. But they don't realize, like, the bad part was not that the character, like, the girl character did a lot. It's that she wasn't good at acting last time, and Kate Sheldon is much better at acting.
Yeah.
So, like, you know. I also want more from her. I'm sure we get a lot more. We're kind of in like a... We're still in like this like setup, you know?
We're not getting a lot from Rancic or Nadira, really. We're setting up Frax more these last couple episodes.
Yeah, and I know there's a payoff to it. And like, I know what it is. I just don't know when it is. And I feel like it's pretty late in the game. So I don't know why we're doing it now. Anyway, we cut back to the clock tower because you'd think we were done there with Frax being like, I'll get my revenge.
No, this is the episode that doesn't end.
It goes on and on, my friend. I don't actually remember any more lyrics.
I remember the whole thing, but I'm not going to curse everybody.
That was Lamb Chop. So there's a family dinner. Trip goes to eat something. Jen slaps his hand, and he's like, when are we going to eat? I'm starving. She's like, shut up. And then Katie comes in with her glass of lemonade, because they are adults, yes, but this is a kid's show. So they have lemonade.
And plus, they're only 18 to 20.
Right. They have an age-appropriate beverage. And she's like, I have something I want to say. I know someday we'll get back to our time, but for now, this is my home, and I'm happy that you are my family. And then, like, she looks over at Wes, who, like, gives her a smile, because, like, it was Wes that got her out of the funk.
Yeah.
And, like, if we end there on this, like, nice, touching little, like, hey, we're a family moment. It's really good. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Josh, you started.
I did. Oh, good.
I get to pick the best. It's the morph scene.
Yeah.
It's that morph scene, like, hands down, far and away.
I can get a little more specific, and I think it's Lucas's part of the morph scene for me.
I think that's the best one.
The way he's just like, yeah, I don't know what...
Don't matter.
...where we're from looks like, but people need help right now, and I'm a Power Ranger. And then he just runs off and fights a monster. It's perfect.
I do love that.
Way to come around, Lucas.
Yeah, bud. I like the whole thing. I also like Jen's. I like Wes's a lot. I like Trip's. Trip's just being like, I feel like I should. Because Trip's like this weird, like, not like emotional core, but he's not the he's like the smart guy, but like in a weird way. So it's like, yeah, I just feel like I should. And then he does. I thought it was real good. That whole scene is real good. What's the worst? Oh, no, it's I get to pick first.
Yeah.
Shut up.
All right, sorry, I'm sorry. you asked me, and I was just about to spit something out.
The worst is, I don't know. I actually liked everything that happened in this episode.
The only...
Do you have a worst?
The only one I have that's...
I got very aggressive a second ago, but now I do need your help.
Unshut up.
Unshut up.
I didn't like that the super secret X room key is just like tucked under a table. Yeah. it was just like a step too far for plot convenience for me.
Yeah,
there's a better way to like write him finding it, or maybe just have it so he always had it in his pocket.
And like that, now I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
I kind of like it being hidden, and like I get that, like.
And if this is a prison, it does make sense that it would be like under a desk, but it's also behind a little door. Yeah, I don't know. It feels funny to me.
It's made specifically for this thing.
It's labeled clearly, so if a bad guy does find it, they know for sure they got it.
This is it. This is the X-Vault key. Yeah, you'd think it'd be a little... I think I will also worse this, but I think mostly because like it could have been subtler. Instead of saying like, X-Vault, he could be like, what is this? And then like the key falls out that's like an X. Instead it's a triangle. Like, you know, this is not called the triangle vault. I don't know.
The V vault? That's too much. You can't V vault.
The vault.
Yeah.
I think I will also say that is the worst because like. Because
he lands on the ground and he's like, ah, yes, the X vault. This thing no one's ever spoken of before is finally available.
I think he even said, like, I didn't know it was real. Like, all right, that was very convenient. Like, okay. MVP is Wes.
Wes. That was my pick too.
For getting Katie out of her funk, getting her out of her, you know, out of her own head. And also
being a great Pink Ranger.
Being a great Pink Ranger. Also jumping in front of a bullet for someone.
Yeah.
That's good Ranger stuff.
Yep. There's a lot of good Ranger stuff this episode.
There was.
You guys should check it out.
You should watch Power's Time Force. Josh, now we gotta rank it.
Yeah.
I know where I want to put it.
Well, where you want to put it at the very top?
I want to put it at number one.
I think I'm okay with that. The only one, because I don't remember everything that happened in Force from the Future or A Parting of Ways. I am getting a little hung up on Rancic Lives, but I can put it above that for sure, I think.
A Parting of Ways. So remember how we said like Something to Fight For is the one where Wes like is like, I need to go out on my own, Dad? That's not that. That's Parting of Ways.
Oh.
Something to Fight For is when he realizes that, like, he needs... When it's, like, the third episode where Jen's like, what's something that you got that you had to earn that you didn't buy?
He's like, nothing in my life, actually.
And, like, that was the point, which was good, but not as... Parting of Ways is much better than that. Force from the Future is number one, the premiere. I think this is better than that.
I can agree with that.
I think pretty much on that one scene alone... Of them all morphing, I would put it above.
Your little that. Marker on this just hopped all over this page.
Yeah, I'm a little frantic in my touching. What was this one called? Future Uncertain?
Future Unknown.
Future Unknown.
See, now you're doing what I did.
Yep. Oops. You're just sitting at the top. Mine's like bouncing all over the place like a maniac.
I'm not even in it anymore.
Oh, well.
My job is done there.
It still says you're here, so. Anyway,
you man,
coming in at number one, Future Unknown. Next episode is called Uniquely Trip, and we're going to talk about that in 2 weeks. Because on Monday, well, not 2 weeks, a week from Monday. Because on Monday is our anniversary episode. According to Shannon, she made an anniversary picture for us 2 years ago because we didn't do an anniversary episode last year. Our anniversary present to us. Was skipping it. So this year we're going to do something. We got a lot of questions, so we're probably just going to do a Q&A.
We got some strange ones that I'm kind of excited to talk about.
We got some strange ones. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about some of these. So that's what we're going to be doing on Monday. It's going to be the only episode next week, mostly so we can go back to recording Monday episodes on Monday and Friday episodes on Wednesday like normal, because this is Monday when we're recording this, and it's a Friday episode, and it threw us off on Wednesday, almost threw me off today. So
wasn't as bad. But still, if we could just go back to normal,
yeah.
That'd be great.
So we're gonna Take the win. Well, this is all to say. So we're just going to put it up on Monday because we got to, you know.
Yeah, all other evidence has been scrubbed, so, yep, so that's all we got.
Yeah, every time someone's like, hey, what's going on with your feet? Why is your feet weird? I had to tell them, like, 5 years ago. Because when we started doing this 5 years ago.
Think about where podcasts were 5 years ago.
Half a decade ago. You couldn't just go to a website and be like, can I do a podcast? They'd be like, yeah, here you go. We had to, like, Google around the world and be like, how do we get podcasts on the internet?
When we started, those first episodes were originally hosted.
Let's save it for the anniversary episode because it will blow people's mind.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that.
It was frustrating getting this show started.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. It's kind of a miracle that we are here today in the forum that we are. So we're going to talk about all this stuff and more on Monday. If you have any questions, please don't send them in. We've already recorded the episode by the time you hear this. Sorry. We didn't know. We forgot that our anniversary is coming up because we took 2 weeks off. So, like, we just spaced it.
If anyone still has an original download of the first episode that has the date on it.
Yeah, if you do, please send us that. I doubt it.
I do too, but just on the off chance somebody might.
I have the file, but I think it will be the date when I copied it over to my hard drive rather than when it was created. So who knows?
Well, there should be a created on / last modified.
But if it's a new file, it was created when we did. So it's kind of lost the time. We know it was in 2014. We're pretty sure it was between the 5th and the 14th. According to Shannon, it was the 13th. That's all the evidence we have to go on. So,
yep. Sounds right.
Sounds about right to us. Anyway, we're going to go now so we can record another podcast.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening. We will see you on Monday for our anniversary episode. But until then,
may the power protect you.
No, that's not me. They changed it. How could you do this to me?
What did they change?
They changed it so that when I click on the number, it doesn't take me to wild. It doesn't take me down anymore. It takes me to the Time Force page.
Well, that's stupid.